In recent weeks, the Minister for Infrastructure rightly announced positively the A5 road. Unfortunately, at the end of last week, news emerged, which the Minister has confirmed publicly, that pre-action correspondence of a potential legal challenge has been received against the A5. Rightly, this has caused a huge amount of frustration and anger in my constituency and beyond, and a huge amount of concern as to the implications of any action against this project. We have seen countless delays, and as a result of those delays, we have seen far too many deaths on the A5 road. Almost 60 people are dead, and every single day of a delay, further lives in my constituency and neighbouring constituencies are put at risk by this death trap of a road. There is no day that I am on that road that I don't witness a potential accident or an accident occur, where people are seriously injured, and some who have been left with life-changing injuries that they have had to live with and will have to live with for the rest of their lives. The people in my constituency are traumatised by this road, but are forced onto it because we have no alternative means of travel. Public transport is weak and largely inaccessible in rural constituencies, and parts of my constituency in particular. We have no rail options. We only have the A5 that runs through the very heart of West Tyrone. And that is why my constituents, business owners, people right across the constituency are united in their frustration. Those who are against this road may believe that they have due cause for any such objection, and they have a right to go through the process. But what they do not have a right to do is to continue down this line against the will of the majority of people that I represent, and indeed that the parties in this Assembly have been voicing concerns for. We need to see this road go ahead. Any delays are entirely unacceptable, and I consider any form of action as an attempt to derail this road from any form of progression. The fact is, Mr. Speaker, that this road will go ahead because it is an executive flagship project. It is recognised across this island as a very important and critical piece of infrastructure to save lives and to protect people, but also to create opportunities, economic opportunities, for a part of this island that has been entirely cut off. So my message, Mr. Speaker, today is to those objectors, please back off from this. The consequences of any action against the A5 literally cost lives, and I'm asking them today to withdraw any legal challenge now and in the future.